In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So today we come to the third Sunday of Great Lent, continuing our journey toward the bright and glorious celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ at Pascha. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, today we have before us the precious and life-giving cross of our Lord Jesus. While this particular cross is not that cross upon which our Lord was voluntarily crucified for our sins, it is nevertheless in that divinely traced image which speaks to us today of both the once-for-all perfect sacrifice that He made for us and the necessity of embracing a way of life which is centered in our taking up our own cross. This way of life is based on faith in Christ, humility, repentance, perseverance, and the completion of good deeds of love for our fellow man. To all of these things, we must add our calling of fidelity to the apostolic faith and our bold testimony to the watching world of our belief and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, who has become our great high priest. All of these aspects of our calling as Christians involve entering into self-denial and accepting the sufferings of Christ to the degree that He determines is needed for the salvation of each of us. And in so doing, we come to know Him in the fellowship of His sufferings. There is that intimacy in our relationship with the one true God. The second person of the Trinity having become one of us, having condescended and suffered and descended into hell and taken on everything that the evil one could throw against Him and defeated all of it because of His love, His great love, His indescribable love for you and for me and for all of mankind. We must be reminded that God alone knows what we need for the healing of our sick souls. What I might need is not necessarily what you might need. As some of us in this church get older, we're beginning to experience some of the harsh reality of the aging of our bodies and even our minds. In 2 Corinthians 4:16, St. Paul writes, "Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day." My dear friends, this day-by-day experience is the arena of our acceptance of the cross given to us by that great physician, our Lord Jesus Christ. And it leads to the healing of our sick souls. To be sure, we cannot limit this taking up of our cross to physical infirmities. Other aspects of our testimony to the watching world of our faith in our high priest, the Lord Jesus, include a willingness to be ridiculed by the world. From the Beatitudes we read, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." Saint Gregory Palamas writes, "This is the wisdom and power of God, to be victorious through weakness, exalted through humility, rich through poverty." The cross is the ultimate paradox. This instrument of suffering and death has now become the instrument of deliverance, of life itself. And the forces of darkness have great fear of this cross and are powerless in its presence. When we refuse to go along with the fallen world and instead deny our natural attraction to comfort, popularity, satiety, or any other influence that would dissuade us from offering ourselves as living sacrifices to the one true God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we can expect a measure of the rejection that our Lord Jesus Himself experienced on the precious and life-giving cross. Well, let me ask myself first, always, and you as well. Are we ashamed of our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ? He tells us if we are ashamed of him in this life, then he will be likewise toward us in the eternal kingdom. Are we dismissive of the level of commitment to which he calls us in living out this faith that we confess? Our Lord said that we should count the cost if we are to follow him. Is our life a faithful witness to his life? Today, as we gaze upon this cross and venerate it with our prostrations, let us remember that our Lord experienced every existing temptation from the evil one, both preemptively and experientially, that is known to mankind. He is not indifferent to our sufferings and our weaknesses, be they physical infirmities or persecutions from unbelieving and unrepentant sinners. He has experienced all of it and more. This cross before us today reminds us that if we will deny our own self-will and take up our cross, the one which he has appointed for us, then we will experience the healing of our sick soul, the freedom from our passions, a clear conscience which leads us to the indescribable joy of loving and communing with the God who made us out of nothing. As St. John the Forerunner so profoundly said, "He must increase, I must decrease." May each and every one of us experience the healing mercies of our great high priest who perpetually offers himself for our sins on that one true altar, our Lord Jesus Christ, this day and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.